Anyone who attacks one American attacks every American. And we protect and defend our own. This attack underscores the struggle of all those who share tolerance and freedom and security. Our struggle at the end of the Cold War is to deal with these new perils. The rogue states like Iran and Iraq, the smugglers who would poison our children with drugs, those who deal in sophisticated weapons or weapons of mass destruction, chemical, biological, and nuclear. Terrorists who strike not just in Saudi Arabia, but in the subways of Tokyo, in the streets of London, in the Holy Land, and in America's heartland. Usually, people in the paralyzing grip of religious, ethnic, and racial hatred. To meet these threats, last year, the G7 in Halifax, and then at the United Nations General Assembly, the United States launched initiatives to fight international organized crime, drug trafficking, nuclear smuggling, and terrorism. Now at Lyon, we expect to expand that work, and we expect to see very practical results, including a package of 40 specific recommendations to combat terrorism. Defeating these organized forces of destruction is one of the most important challenges our country faces at the end of this century and the beginning of the next. The G7 is primarily an economic group. We've worked hard to advance our economic security, and compared to 4 years ago, we're much better off. We know we still have a long way to go, but I will say to my partners there what I say to my fellow Americans today. We cannot have economic security in a global economy unless we can stand against these forces of terrorism. The United States will lead the way, and we expect our allies to walk with us hand in hand. We cannot tolerate this kind of conduct. Thank you.